You know, some people will cheer for their team. They'll buy their colors. They'll do a high five. They'll take you out to dinner because they're on that winning team that won that night in a sports event.
Yeah.
But we are serving the great King, the great God, Emmanuel. He wins all the time. It's a win-win situation when you serve the Lord. And I am so very thankful for that. I am thankful also, as Brother Schaefer was talking, we sang the song about the God of all comfort. I've been in some difficult places when the God of all comfort came in on the scene, when I didn't know whether it was going to be a life or death situation for me. But God has raised me up to this present time, and I'm very thankful for that. And I believe you all have witnessed that too. I know this is an afternoon service and it's a kind of a sleepy time, but with the Lord's help, I'm going to try to keep your attention, and I'll try to use a voice that you'll be able to hear me so you won't get so comfortable and go to sleep.
No.
So I would appreciate your prayers. I do have a very serious thought upon my heart today. All of them are, but you may not have heard it titled this way, but give me the liberty under the anointing of the Holy Spirit to deliver my soul, to deliver my heart and my mind, and then you take it to the Lord and see, doesn't he give you some understanding? So we're going to write something on the board, and we're going to go from there.
Yes.
Lord, help us. We surely do. We are high need thee. Bless me, Lord, Savior. I come to. It's good to recognize your need of God.
Yes.
And he will not fail us. And we're so thankful for that. He's proven himself over and over again. We appreciate the goodness of God. Appreciate seeing each one of you again. All right, the subject, Lord willing, will be divine healing for secret wounds and silent cries. Listen with me. Can you hear the groan of man's innermost being? I know we live in a busy time. Lots of things are going on. But listen with me, with the Spirit. Can you kind of hear the groans and the cries of mankind that's round about you? They're going out, and it's giving us a concern, a greater concern for their souls. People may go around and pretend that things are all right with them. They may give you a smile or a handshake. I'm doing fine today. But what about inwardly? Is that cry still going out to God that I need God? We heard a message this morning. We've heard other warnings in this meeting. But you know, God is good to give warnings to souls today. Yeah. And even in our busy time, as I started to say, just think about it. The cry is still going out. The people are needing God. Most of us are city dwellers. We don't live out in the rural part. But consider with me in the city. There's a lot of busyness. There's rows of buildings, maybe apartments, houses, restaurants, stores, cell phones going off, and all these other things that create noise. But even in the midst of that, there is a human cry going out that people do need God. Lord, help us today. All right. And even behind this, behind the loud splash of human activities, there are some invisible aches in the heart of men and women. They have them inside of them. They need God to heal them divinely, to give them the healing that they need. Some of us have some secret wounds, some secret cries that we carry around with us. But I'm pointing you to the great God that can divinely deliver and can heal you of these things. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. May the Lord help us to focus our mind in. I know, I don't believe you probably heard a burden just like this. It was kind of new to me too. But here's one thing. I feel that the Lord impressed me with it. So I'm going to try to share it with you. And I appreciate you listening. Yes. That you can hear the healing for the secret wounds and the silent cries that are going out in the world today. All right. Lord, help us. You know, Job, he had something to say about it. In Job 24 and 12, he talked about the city men groan and the souls of the wounded crying out, Lord, help us today. All right, I think I've said enough for an introduction. Turn with me to Isaiah 61 and 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. There's people that have broken hearts today. To proclaim liberty to the captives. There's some that are captive by the Satan and by the prison bars of sin. Yeah. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. We're talking about the God of all comfort. If you have secret wounds, if you have those silent cries that are coming out to God for maybe things that you did that you need the Lord to help you to get over those things, God is able to heal all of those things and take care of them. To appoint it to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Now, this is a win-win situation. The oil of joy for mourning. Yes. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Thank the Lord that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And that's what we're talking about today. Those secret wounds, those silent cries that you may have in your life, those regrets, those mistakes that you've made, you know the Lord is able to take care of them. And also, I want to remind you The enemy of your soul is there to paralyze you and to keep you just in that little place that, oh, I just failed the Lord, or I did something wrong, and Lord, I don't know if you can forgive me, and I'm just like, I just can't go forward because my mind plays it over and over again, and I think I've gotten victory over, but it comes back again, and I'm trying to rest, and it's coming back again. But I'm here to declare to you, divine healing can take care of all of those issues that you might have. And the Lord can help you to be a free man and a free woman, that your conscience can be cleared, that you can go forward. And yes, Lord, I may have made a mistake. Yes, Lord, I may have had a failure. But yes, Lord, I'm not there today. You can give me the victory. It's kind of like I heard Brother Lowe say, and you all may have heard him too. They said, yes, I remember when you did this and this. But he said, tell him, I'm saved. I'm redeemed. And so you can say that, Lord, yes, you have blessed me. You've lifted me up and out. You know what is that song? 479. You was wandering in sin, and you seemed like life was doomed, and it was a lose-lose situation. But Jesus came in on the scene, and he rescued you, and he delivered you. And brothers and sisters, he's able to do that for you today. And that's what I want us to remember. The brokenness in our land. There is much brokenness in our land, but God is able to heal it. There is nothing too hard for our God Almighty, but we're going to have to divinely believe it in our heart. We're going to have to embrace it. We're going to have to come bring those broken pieces to the Lord. You may not be able to bring all the whole dish that's broken. Bring yourself just as I am and let the Lord take care of it. So we're thankful for that today. All right, let me see what else I have here. I mentioned briefly about Job's groaning in Job 23. I would like to turn there 1-3, and then I'll move around a little bit. Here we are, Job 23. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. He was in quite a condition there, wasn't he? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Lord bless Brother Job. Move down to number 8. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. You talk about a desire of the heart. You can get in this condition and backward, but I cannot perceive him. Number 9, on the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. But he did not give up there. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. Thank the Lord. Number 10, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he have tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Yes. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Number 12, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. Thank the Lord. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. This is for each one of us. We are talking about really victorious living, not barely getting along, but we're talking about victorious living. It is for each one of us today. This is nothing too high for our God, the God that we serve, and he will surely meet our needs. Thank the Lord for that. We're thankful that Job found out that God was a present help in the time of need. Thank the Lord. All right, move on with me to St. John. We probably won't use all these scriptures, but we have a few of them that we're going to use as the Spirit leads us today. St. John 8, and this is a woman that was caught in adultery in the very act. We're talking about some things that happen in people's life. And here we are. We're going to read a little bit about her. And the scribes, number 3, and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. When they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. They had evidence. Talking about those secret wounds and those secret cries in her people's eyes. lives. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. Notice, but Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not.
Yes.
Somebody would say, that's enough for me. I've been ignored, so I'm going to get wounded about that. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. You decide. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Somebody said, I'm out of here. That's enough. I've come with my petition, with my life, and I'm being ignored. And I'm somebody important. Lord, help us. Don't take that attitude. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one,
yes,
beginning at the eldest. I'm thinking the eldest, he may have had more an opportunity to do more sins and wrong things, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone. We need to see Jesus for ourselves and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Jesus is able to do that in your life.
Yes.
If you have secret, I'm calling it secret wounds or silent cries. If you have sin in your life, you know he can forgive you of that. But we're talking about something a little bit in addition to that, things that have happened to you. You have wounds, you have offenses, you have things that you need to bring to God and let him work it out divinely. And that's what we want to focus on today. Thank the Lord how this woman got the help that she needed. You can be in that group too. You can get the help that you need.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. All right, turn with me, Psalms 55. We have something else we want to share with you. We're trying to get all these little thoughts in here. Thank the Lord. God has been good. Let's see here. We want Psalms 55, I think I said. 55 and 12. We'll get it here soon. Thank the Lord. Okay. Let's see, what is that one? Yes. We want to change the thought just a little bit. We're talking about things that happen in our life. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have bore it. Neither was it he that hateth me, that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. Notice 13. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. 14. We took sweet counsel together. You probably had a good relationship, a good friendship, and walked unto the house of God in company. But when your friend departs or they go another way, it can cause a hurt in your heart. But God is able to take care of that. And we're very thankful that he can. And he can cause you to go on and be an overcomer. He can cause you to go on and be a good example and a good follower of Christ. And thank the Lord. And you can let your light shine even in those type of situations. And we appreciated how God can bless us in those situations also. And here's another thing. Move on down with me in the same chapter. We're in Psalms 55, 22 and 23. And it instructs us, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee.
Yes.
He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And I believe that, and I believe you too, do. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee.
Thank the Lord.
Again, wonderful promises that we have with God. We want to be aware of the root of bitterness in Hebrews 12. And we're getting close here. I think we don't have too many more. We're going to leave some of these off for another time. Hebrews 12, 14 through 17. we want to read at this time. This is a warning to us, Hebrews 12, 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. We are to guard against bitterness, brothers and sisters. It will hinder us in our work with, in our walk with the Lord. It will hinder our relationship with one another. So may the Lord help us to keep this in mind. We want to avoid a root of bitterness. We want something that's down there, a root. It can be under the surface. But if the conditions are right, the soil, the temperature, and the water and all those things, those roots will begin to sprout. How many of you know about Johnson grass? My husband, when I moved from California, he told me about Johnson grass, and I got to experience it. It seemed like it just grew almost all the time. It grew overnight. You know how it was? Tough to get rid of, that root system. But we don't want a root of bitterness springing up in our experience. So Lord, help us today. Thank the Lord. All right. We're not going to talk about the woman with the crumbs from the dogs over there in Matthew's 15, 22 to 28. We're going to leave that off for right now. We will talk about what we need to put on, bowels of mercy, Colossians 3 and 12. We are going to read that one for today. Thank the Lord. Colossians 3, 12 through 15. We want us to be clothed and we want us to be equipped. So thank the Lord. Here we are. And it says, put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved,
yes,
bowels of mercies, yes, kindness, humbleness of mind,
yes,
meekness, long-suffering. 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Number 14, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God, thank the Lord, rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Thank the Lord, and we appreciate him so very much today. That's a good recipe for us to stay out of trouble and to be victorious and be an overcomer. Thank the Lord. All right, we are to forgive one another. We already did that. All right, we need wisdom in dealing with souls today and in helping people that have these silent cries and these wounds and these things in their lives, these situations. Yes. James 1, 5 through 7, we need to be wise. We need to be discerning. We need to be loving and compassionate. But also there's a time that we have to use some discipline and be stern and be able to tell. We always tell the truth. But sometimes you can't always just pet it. You have to just name it out what it is. And so may the Lord encourage us in those times also when we're giving counsel. Here we are in James 1 and 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. They give it to all men liberally. He's not going to be stingy. He's not going to say you came yesterday 15 minutes ago, but liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If you recognize you short on wisdom, go to the Lord. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We're talking about being on the winning side, being an overcomer, being an epistle that's written in red of all men. So may the Lord encourage us. We want to win souls and we want to be wise. Lord willing, the final scripture will be Proverbs 11 and 30. And I think that'll be sufficient for today. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Proverbs 11 and 30. We are going to read that. Yes, and I think that'll be it. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. We need God's wisdom, not our worldly inventions, not our entertainment centers. We don't have that. But we need the wisdom of God to be able to address the needs of souls that are round about us. The silent cries, the wounds, the things that people have gotten themselves involved with and tangled up with. It is going to take God, and it's going to take some fasting and praying, and it's going to take some binding together, and I don't know what else it's going to take, but it's going to take the power of God, and it's attainable for each one of us. I don't want you to feel discouraged. I want to leave on a positive note that we are serving the Almighty God that is well able to take care of the needs. He's a God that's able to help us to go right into those places that are difficult and deal with souls and be able to work with them, that God can bring them out into a wealthier place. You know, when there's a little crack in somebody, when they're kind of seem like thinking about the things of God, and the Spirit of God can get right in there and help you to work with that person, that the crack can come wider open, that they can accept the Lord more. This is what we're talking about. Lord, help us today. I see a great need. You know, a soul is very, very valuable, and may the Lord encourage us today. I want to leave you with the positive thought that we do serve the mighty God. When you're serving the Lord, you're on the winning side, and you want to remain there, and the enemy is going to be after you, so you want to be aware of that. But still remember, like David, I'm on the winning side, and God is going to fight in our behalf. I want you here in Wichita to be encouraged. I feel the Lord is really blessing the congregation here. It's been a pleasure being with you all, and we thank you, and we're looking for greater things to come in the future. May the Lord bless you. Remember, the subject again reads, Divine Healing for Secret Wounds and Secret Cries, and I'm going to add, of the soul. Amen.